grandmother might have had. Deborah, what would you fry things in? What would you call the things you'd fry things in?
A frying pan.
Ever heard that called?
A griddle. I've heard it called griddles, and I think that's all.
As a frying pan and a griddle, would they be any difference?
To me, they're not. They are a difference to me, because a griddle has the flats and hardly any sides on the edges, and the frying pan has the edge more like a, you know, pot or something like that. Not as deep as a pot, but it would have.
Anybody around here ever use the term skillet or spider?
Yeah, I've heard the word skillet, but I've never heard the other one.
If you wanted some flowers, you might go out and cut you some flowers and put them in a what? Cut flowers.
A vase.
And if you planted them and they were growing, what would you call them when they were in?
A potted plant or something.
And of course, if at the table there to eat, you have your what? What utensils do you have to eat there at the table? You have your
the fork, the spoon, the knife.
Something that's maybe big and black that maybe your grandmother might have boiled clothes in or something like that, boiled potatoes.
The old boiler, they used to call them. I forgot what she called, some kind of boiler.
Wash boiler?
Wash boiler. We have one out in the backyard my husband bought for $2 because they... In Nebraska, they used them, and he couldn't wait to get one, had to own one. So we have ours. I wanted to plant flowers in it, but he didn't want it. He wanted it just left just so. So this is a keepsake we have. They call them an iron wash boiler. I think that's it. Then we have kept it just for ornamental reasons and all.
Do you ever have to wash clothes or anything by hand?
Oh, yeah. When I was smaller, my mother did. That's the way she washed clothes, and would boil them in this pot. A lot of times people would use the tin tubs and build fires under those, but Mother had the iron kettle, we called it, and she boiled her clothes, and they'd stand there and stir them and keep the fire under the pot. Of course, we were so small that we didn't get to do much. That my two older brothers did that.
Sounds like hot. Work.
I don't know how they did it with the kind of washing. It'd take us all day long to wash, and then it would take us all day to iron, and I don't know how they got everything done. And now we have washing machines, don't have to do any ironing, and we still can't get anything done.
Did your mom have a special day of the week for washing?
Yeah, always on Monday. She always washed on Monday. On Saturdays, we always cleaned up, had to take the bed linens off, and had new bed linens on come Sunday morning.
Any other days of the week that she had special chores she did?
No, that was the only day. We just had a certain day to wash, and that was it. And whether it rained or whether the sun was shining, we washed. We'd stand out sometimes with little jackets on. I don't know how we ever got the clothes dry. I don't remember that, but I know that she'd hang them on the line if we didn't have a dryer or anything.
I guess they got dry somehow. That's like, since I've been out on the road, I had to do my own clothes, and I couldn't get them dry. I put 5 dyes in the dryer, and my shirts wouldn't get, I don't know whether they were just not hot enough.
Just might have been if it was gas. Oh, dryers. So many times the light will go out on them. And you put them in there, and they just come out just as well as you put them in.
That must have been
important.
I had to hang them up.
I know that many a time when we were going to school, that I remember that during the rainy seasons, that there was one of the bedrooms, the boys were made to sleep in the living room, and that we took their back bedroom, and Dad would put up a line across there to hang clothes on so they'd dry first half clothes to go wear to school.